The rich young man wanted eternal life. James and John wanted glory. But this guy, blind and parked on the roadside, hopes only for mercy. Our gospel from Mark today is the story of Jesus, our compassionate Savior, who hears the cries of a blind beggar and stops in his tracks to listen. And just as the woman who touched Jesus' cloak, Bartimaeus' hope, his faith, and his actions are what heals him with the power of God. This story continues a theme of blindness that starts with another blind man in Bethsaida back in chapter 8 of Mark and continues with blindness of another kind, a spiritual blindness. The rich young man we heard about a few weeks ago is blind to the radical, subversive claims of God's kingdom. James and John, the boneheaded disciples from last week, are blind to what servanthood is all about and what the mission of the Messiah really is. Peter, a few chapters ago, was unwilling to see the path ahead for Jesus, wanting his own vision of a messianic future. So many have been blind to the mission of Jesus. It takes Bartimaeus, the hopeful blind man, to really see. Last week, we started talking about gratitude as we kicked off our stewardship season. We were all asked to fill out leaves and put them on the tree of things that we're grateful for. And please take a chance to take an opportunity to look at what some of the leaves are. My favorite is, I'm grateful for indoor plumbing. It's up there. I think one today I saw was, I'm grateful for bananas because they have their own wrapper. This week we're adding another dimension to contemplate during this stewardship season, and that is the concept of hope. Last year's stewardship season was all about hope, and I even did a short series about hope and what hope is and means to our ministries and our faith life journeys. But when I was contemplating the gospel reading for this week for the sermon today, I couldn't stop thinking about Bartimaeus. I couldn't stop thinking about a man with no means to make a living other than to beg. A man with a disability in a time with no social services, no safety net, no government funding, no community services agency. A man that existed not bitterly, but hopefully. Bartimaeus did not yell out to have a place in glory or for some money, but he yelled out for mercy. He sought compassion, something so basic and so simple. When Jesus didn't hear him the first time, he continued to call out because he would not give up. He called out until Jesus heard his voice because he had hope that Jesus would stop. And he had faith that Jesus would indeed show him mercy. Faith and hope are distinct, but they are related. Faith is a complete trust or confidence in something. Hope is the earnest anticipation that comes with believing something good. Faith and hope are complementary. Faith is grounded in the reality of the past. Hope is looking to the reality of the future. Our faith sets us up to be hopeful because our faith informs what we want our future to be. Bartimaeus had faith in a God that he knew could provide mercy. He hoped for Jesus' compassion, and he received a miraculous gift. You are all faithful in your ways. Many of you have even had profound experiences that have grounded you in a belief that the love of Jesus has made your life change. And we all may be in different places in our faith journeys. We may be just learning what grace feels like, or we may have a heart full of gratitude for the mercies that we've collected over a lifetime. We may be hanging on by a thread or climbing to a new height in our relationship with Christ. But wherever we are, there is hope. There is hope because we know that Jesus is doing work in all of us and in the world. Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. said in a sermon during a time when hope was hard to find, "If there is any one thing that the church must do, is to keep the flame of hope burning." The church is something of the custodian of hopefulness. And when everybody else loses hope, when other institutions lose hope, the church is that one institution that must keep hope alive. Hope is a refusal to give up. He who hopes is never inflicted with the disease of give-upness. There is power in hope if you recognize that it is a final refusal not to be stopped. Ultimately, this ground of hope is in the eternity of God. That's where it is. And I can hope this morning because I have faith in God and His power. I know He can make a way out of no way. I know about Him. I know that He can transform dark yesterdays into bright tomorrows. I know about Him. I know that He can lift you from the fatigue of despair to the buoyancy of hope. So where is our hope? What does our future look like in Christ here at St. Timothy's? What more work can we do as Christ's hands and feet in this world? What hope can we bring to the suffering, to the sad, to the brokenness of the world? How can we keep calling out until someone hears? How can we never give up? When we hope to end the homeless problem in Mountain View, we might think we can't fight the city or all the rules or the restrictions. When we hope for a safe place for people who live in cars and RVs to sleep, people will say, "Not in my backyard." And when we see serious illness or adversity, someone might tell us that there's no hope. But that is not true. We can change policy, we can change hearts, and we can even feel the power of prayer. Why? Because we have the hope of a life in Christ. And with that kind of assurance, as the Apostle Paul says, we can act with great boldness. With great boldness, we spread hope. Hope that gets people out of their chairs and into the world to show everyone the difference that love and genuine hope can make. So my challenge for you today is to hope and to dream. Dream of what we as a community can be. Dream of new ways in which we can do the work of God in our world. Dream of how together as a family we can help bring about God's kingdom on earth. Dreaming and doing are different, I know. But every movement, every success, every solution, every initiative started with a hope for the future, an idea of what could be. Hope with faith, dream with determination. If Bartimaeus can see it, so can we. How a life in Christ can change everything.